What up? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, back again with another episode of the Ernest Thoughts Podcast. The first, well, not the first episode of the year, but you know, the first episode geared toward the 2024 year for this podcast. Yes. I'm just going to say this right now, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you don't see the logo on the shirt, but as with always, for the video watchers out there, yes, we're back doing the video podcast. Any logo that you see here, or you may see in the room, or that I wear, that isn't affiliated with my own brand, does not sponsor the podcast, nor do they have anything to do with any of anything that I say. So don't go attacking them, go attacking me for the things that I say, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? They also don't sponsor, so just letting that be clear. But anyways, we'll get into the first topic that I want to talk about, and it's actually branching off of an old, well, not super old, but a topic that I talked about a couple weeks ago when I discussed the allegations, the sexual assault allegations going on with Dwight Howard. What I detailed, and I'm not taking back what I said because I don't necessarily disagree with what I said. I am not giving an update. I'm giving an update on my thoughts as far as a side of the argument that I did not display during that episode. But I can't give you an update on those allegations simply because I haven't been keeping up, you know, I haven't been keeping up on the word on that. I believe I said I was, but I didn't do it. I could easily look into what's going on with Dwight Howard and all that stuff and those allegations. But I haven't been keeping up, to be honest with you. So I don't know if charges were dropped, charges were filed. I don't know if somebody got exposed of being a liar. All I know is there's Dwight Howard's side, there's the alleged victim side, all right? And then, of course, there's the truth. Whether it lies on either their side or not, it really depends on whatever happens. But I can say that the other side of the argument that I wanted to make note of in regards to that situation was pretty much on par with what Dwight Howard was saying. So Dwight, as I've stated in my reporting of that situation, was pretty much saying that the allegations of this victim were false, that there was no foul play involved as far as this individual being forced into a situation that he did not want to be in, that everybody involved in the situation knew what was going down and agreed to said situation, pretty much saying that the threesome that they had was consensual and it was not non-consensual, as the victim states. So I'm here to say, again, I'm not here to pick a side on whether I believe that, whether I believe Dwight Howard or believe the victim. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to simply just state my claims. The last time I spoke about this, like I said that, you know, surprises aren't consensual. And I still stand by that. If you want to have a threesome with somebody, you have to be upfront about it. You can't make plans to have, you know, some type of sexual contact with somebody, with one other person, and then when they show up, or if you show up to their place or wherever y'all meet, there's a meeting between y'all, and then someone else comes out of, you know, nowhere, or you, again, if you are meeting this person, you end up bringing the other person that you want to be the third wheel within this threesome. That's not consensual, especially when, again, that other person was under the impression that it was just going to be y'all two doing whatever y'all two agreed to do. That's non-consensual. But, and there's the other side of it, let's just say a situation like that does happen, and someone says, yeah, I want to have a threesome with you, me, and this other person, and you agree to it at that moment simply because you didn't know that was the person's motives to begin with, if you agree to it at that moment, it is now consensual, which means you agreed to have that threesome. Now, the title might be crazy and this statement might sound crazy, but listen, listen to what is being said before you react emotionally to it. Now, folks are still going to do that anyway, but listen to what is being said before you react to it emotionally. Simply because you may not have liked the sexual act that you was a part of, that you agreed to, just because you was displeased with the act, does not mean that it wasn't consensual. It just simply means that you didn't like it. Now again, that sounds crazy. That sounds crazy because there are actual predators who will use that. You know what I'm saying? Abusers and rapists who will use that line and say, well, you like it, you just didn't like it. I didn't rape you, you just didn't like it, when they actually did indeed rape the individual involved in the, you know, act, right? They actually did harm that individual. But if it's a situation where you have one person saying, who is a part of a threesome, right? And you have one person saying that I didn't like what we did. I didn't like it at all. Even though I agreed to it, I didn't like the experience. Well, that's the risk you take when you agree to have sex with anybody, whether it's one person or two people or more. There's a risk that you might not like the experience, but what that doesn't make that experience, it doesn't make that experience right. It makes it a situation to where you just had sex with somebody that you didn't deem was good at having sex, or for whatever reasons, you just didn't like that experience. Now, if at any point in time during said experience, you made it clear, listen, I'm not feeling this and I want to stop this right now, and then the other individual did not want to stop, then yeah, you have a case there. You have some merit there, because that other individual clearly did not respect your wishes to stop the sexual act. And if, especially if they held you down and they forced you into continuing to take this displeasure that you were having, yeah, that's rape. But again, you have sex with somebody, or you agree to get into a sexual situation with somebody, a threesome or so, and you, at the end of it, you're like, eh, you know what I'm saying? I didn't end up busting a nut, or eh, you know what I'm saying? This was terrible. You know, after that post nut clarity, you know, comes in, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? If you know, but that post nut clarity comes in and you're like, this actually was a terrible decision, or this actually was not as pleasurable as I thought it would have been when I agreed to it. It doesn't make it right. It just makes it a bad sexual experience, you know? And you should not go around accusing people of raping you because you had bad sex. Imagine the amount of individuals out there who would be locked up right now had they been accused, and this was consensual sex. I'm talking about people who've had bad consensual sex, right? Obviously, right? Imagine the amount of individuals out there, men and women, who would be locked up right now because the person that did not like their sex accused them of rape, and then because of that, that person was automatically believed, and therefore the person who got the not so good sexual review ends up being locked up. Like, it's crazy. I'm laughing because it's like, it's crazy to think of you could get locked up for not being good at having sex. I can't relate because I ain't never had bad reviews. But you know what I'm saying? Like, to those who've had bad reviews, yikes. You know what I'm saying? But in all seriousness, you can't just go around screaming, this is rape, because you, after the situation happened, you decided, nah, I didn't like it. It sucks. Let me make it clear. It sucks that that's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? And again, there's maybe a number of reasons as to one would say they didn't like the experience. It could be all physical, meaning it just didn't physically feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it would be great, but it wasn't great. You know, it was that bad. It could be physical and emotional. Like, I feel horrible about myself. I feel dirty. I feel whatever after doing this sexual act. I've been in situations like that. But what I can tell you is they were consensual situations. There were consensual situations to where I agreed to having sex with this person. And then after we did what we did, I was like, man, that pussy was whack. Or I shouldn't have done this situation because emotionally I feel bad for doing this thing. But it would not be right for me to then accuse this woman and say she raped me. She forced me into this situation. She didn't. She just had bad, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't force me into a situation. You know, now, in regards to this situation, and I'm going to take a sip. But again, going back to the Dwight Howard situation, you had the man saying that Dwight Howard forced him into receiving oral sex. I'm not, again, not here to argue whether I believe it's true or not. If information came out to support either side, please feel free to inform me on said information. And then, upon my own research, when I find the time to actually do it, upon my own research, if I find anything that supports either side or whatever the case is, I would definitely update my thoughts on it, for sure. You know what I'm saying? A year is still early. I still have a lot of time to discuss things that I said I was going to research. So, yeah, that might be something that I revisit, likely something I revisit and actually discuss it. But just to be clear, like I said, like, it's within that situation. The guy said, you know, I thought it was just going to be me and Dwight doing our thing. We agreed to this thing. All of a sudden, some other guy comes out. And, you know, now I find myself in a threesome and I don't like it. Now, it may have been a situation to where, unfortunately, the man was raped. You know what I'm saying? Dwight Howard did force this man to have oral sex or receive oral sex from him. And then the other guy, whatever his involvement was his involvement. Unfortunately, that might be the case. But again, if this is a situation to where you agreed to have this threesome with Dwight Howard because you wanted to have sex with you know, a pro athlete so bad to the point where you actually agreed to having this threesome with him, and simply because after all y'all did y'all thing, after completion, you know what I'm saying, after all y'all completed or whatever the case was, you decided, this is not something that I wanted to, that I like. It doesn't make it rape. It doesn't make it rape. It makes it a situation to where you got yourself in and you simply just did not like it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not comparing applying to a job to rape. Absolutely not. But it's like, just hear me out on this. Like I said, you know, if you could come up with a better analogy, please do. But this is the one that's coming to mind right now. It's like applying to a job, right? You go to a job, you get accepted to the job you got hired. You do the job and you think, obviously you applied to it, so it was a job that you felt as though you were up for the task and completing. But then after doing it for maybe a couple of weeks or, you know, even a day or so, I've known some folks that are like, fuck this, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my French. I'm trying not to curse, you know, curse less this year, or at least trying to shut it all down. But you know what I'm saying? They said, F it, you know? That doesn't mean that you were forced into the job. It's what I'm saying. You did the job for however long you did the job. Nonetheless, you did the job. You had that position for the job for however long you held it, and you decided that it wasn't for you, that you didn't like it. That's perfectly fine. That's okay. But you was not forced into doing that job. So you can't go around and trying to sue, you know, not that you would have any type of luck doing so in courts anyways, but you can't go around trying to sue the person who hired you or the job in general and saying they forced me into labor. No, you applied. You read the description, or you should have read the description of the job. You went to the interview where you likely heard more about the job, or should have heard more about the job. You actually have work experience because you did some work at the job and you just decided it wasn't for you. It's okay. That's okay. But that happens. And that doesn't make the people who hired you in the wrong. It just means that the job wasn't for you. And again, not comparing this situation to, you know, rape or, you know, an unpleasant sexual experience. Because although those two things could be very, very synonymous, there are clear differences between rape and just an unpleasant sexual experience. Like I stated before, I've had unpleasant head. I've had unpleasant sex before. But it was consensual. It wasn't a situation to where I'm like, oh, she gives bad head. She raped me. She forced me to receive oral sex from her. Have I had women get upset and try to keep their head down or whatever when I was like, stop, this ain't it? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I've been stronger than all of them to get them the fuck up off me. So it's like, and nothing violent, it's literally just getting myself out of a situation like that, you know what I'm saying? But it happens, you know? Unpleasant sexual situations happen. It doesn't make the person who was the bad performer, it doesn't make them a rapist or a predator or anything of that nature. It just so happens that you did not like the experience that you had with them. That in situations like that, that is clearly different from rape. You can't just go around and say, man, I thought Dwight Howard was going to take me to Pound Town and he ain't do shit. I'm calling it rape. No, you put these expectations on Dwight Howard, or just this situation between Dwight Howard and this other man that y'all was involved with, if that is the case, and you put those expectations on him or them, and they didn't meet your expectations. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? If that is the case, once again, if that is the case, then we can't call that rape. That isn't rape. And whether it's with one other person or two other people or more, like I stated before, if you put expectations on the people and say, if you agree, if it's consensual, and then you put expectations on somebody that they're going to just rock your world, right? And then they don't meet your expectations. That's you. That's on you. And it's very much okay to say, listen, I didn't like this. I'm not saying you have to say you had to like it, but it's very much okay for you to say, I didn't like this, and I don't ever want to do this with you ever again. Or if we do it again, there has to be some changes going on. I don't know. That's up for you to decide, of course. But I'm not saying you had to like it, but going around rape is something serious. You know what I'm saying? it's not like, oh, it was just a bad sexual experience, because honestly, that's not serious. You know, that is not serious compared to rape, compared to accusing somebody of rape, accusing someone of having bad sex. They're not the same thing. And that's pretty much the reason why I wanted to talk about this and put that message out there, because I really wanted to let it be known, hey, listen, like, if what Dwight Howard is accusing you of doing or is saying is true, you can't accuse that man or the other man involved or anybody else for that matter. You can't accuse them of raping you because you didn't like the sex. It was bad sex, and that's all that it was. It wasn't anything harsher. It was just bad sex. You can't go around accusing people of bad sex. I mean, accusing people of rape because it's bad sex. You know what I'm saying? Because one, you're saying in a way that rape is sex. Rape is not sex. Rape is rape. Simply because penetration is involved in the act of rape, or, you know, other forms of sexual acts are involved in the act of rape, doesn't make them the same. There's forced penetration and there's consensual penetration. Consensual sex is consensual penetration, or consensual whatever that F y'all did. You know? Whether it was good afterward, after that post-nut clarity, like I said, whether it was good to you, or, you know, whether it was satisfactory at the moment. Now, if it was dissatisfactory at the moment and you still did not make it clear that, hey, I'm unsatisfied right now, get the F off me or stop doing this thing to me. People aren't mind readers. You know, people are not mind readers. Dwight Howard is not a mind reader. You know what I'm saying? If he did, he'd be a hell of a lot of better basketball player, and he wouldn't find himself in these on and off court situations. Clearly, he's not a mind reader. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't make it clear that you are uncomfortable during an uncomfortable sexual experience, as effed up as those moments are, and I've been there, and again, I'm speaking from experience, I've been there. I haven't always been vocal during those moments, but I still don't believe those moments were considered rape. You know what I'm saying? You didn't make it clear. Now, if you make it clear, once again, we have a whole totally different, and what I said before still applies, but definitely this video would not be a thing, would not be a message. You know what I'm saying? Or at least this message would not apply to you. You being the man who is accusing Dwight Howard, or anybody for that matter, accusing somebody of rape when in actuality, you just didn't like the sex. You know? If it applies to you, this message is for you. This message is just for people to know the difference between the two. So, there's that. We'll get into the next topic. Stay tuned. So, what's up, y'all? So, many of y'all already know that I have a lot more interest in politics and life and speaking with a fellow writers and authors and just other people in other fields that I think are amazing. I have a love and interest for music as well. Now, I don't necessarily create music. Well, I do make beats. Y'all should check them out whenever I share them on social media. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all that. But I'm talking about a dedicated podcast where I speak about music. So if you like my honest discussions about whatever I talk about here, you're going to love the honest discussions I have about music over at the My Two Cents podcast. That is a podcast I do, a weekly podcast. I've been doing it just as long as this podcast that you're listening to right now. The My Two Cents podcast can be found anywhere you're listening to this podcast.
go over, subscribe to My Two Cents Podcast. That is the word my. 2 cents is spelled numerically, $0.02 podcast. Right after that, you'll be able to find it everywhere you're listening to this podcast. Once again, go over and subscribe to the My 2 cents podcast. New episodes every Monday, just like this podcast. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, this next topic here, we are going to talk about Taraji P. Henson and her outcry for how she is, and I believe she meant other actors, but she mentioned herself. So I'm going to say she, how the pay in inequity, is that the word, right word? You know what I'm saying? The pay inequity had her almost wanting to stop acting, you know, because she felt as though she wasn't getting the money that she deserved. Before I get into that, though, I do have to say this. I meant to say this in the first topic, but I will say this here. I apologize for the wonky audio issues as far as the background music for the last episode that I did, last week's episode. Spotify through podcast, you know, that's where I edit these episodes, and they still have the issue where if you try to replace one song, like one background song with another one, instead of removing the first song, they overlap the other song that you put on there with the first song that you put, and then it just sounds weird. So I should have been, you know, better at noticing that, because that has happened in the past. Going forward, I definitely will take note of, you know, stripping the audio, at least, or doing a better job at stripping said audio, so I can have the background music that I want. For those who are video watchers, you're like, there's no background music. Well, there's no background music for the video watchers anyways. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not getting background music. That's for the audio listeners. You know what I'm saying? I got to differentiate things and give certain perks to, you know, certain things. You know, y'all getting these videos for free, but you're not getting that extra editing work when it comes to background music. If that's something that you want, become an audio listener, or, you know, if videos ever become a Patreon exclusive, or, you know, a paid content exclusive again, then that's something you'll get. So there's that. So I'm speaking to the audio listeners when I made that, when I was talking about that. But anyways, Taraji P. Henson. So for those who don't know, Taraji P. Henson, she did an interview, and in one of the interviews she did, she got very emotional and pretty much, again, like I stated, was talking about quitting acting simply because she felt that she wasn't getting the money that she deserved. You know, an issue that other actors have brought up in the past, female actors, especially black female actors, especially one being Monique. Monique, the comedian, the actor, has brought that issue up. She brought up her issue with Netflix. She brought up her issue with Lee Daniels. She brought up her issue with Oprah. She brought up her issue with others as well, and felt that, she was not getting the just, she wasn't getting compensated the way that she believed that she should, being who she is within the industry. Now, a lot of the same people, and just a lot of people in general that I see supporting Taraji P. Henson, did not support Monique. And hence why I'm doing this video. I'm not doing the video to update you all on, you know, the outcries and this, that, and the third. Although, of course, I am going to do, I am going to share my thoughts on all of that. But I just want to point out the hypocrisy and the reasons as to why I believe that is the case. Now, you know, I supported Monique. I still support Monique. And in my support for Monique, I do support Taraji P. Henson and her, if she wants to continue to, you know, fight against this this issue that, you know, she and others have said is an issue. I do support them. What I don't support is hypocrisy. And I don't support people choosing whether they're going to, you know, well, it doesn't really matter if you choose who you're going to side with or not, but I don't support hypocrisy, and I'm going to call it out. You know, a lot of the reasons that I've seen, the same reasons I've seen people, because I'm not the only one who pointed this out, by the way. You know, this is something that I actually pointed out weeks ago prior to me talking about it on this podcast. But, you know, this wasn't a topic then. But nonetheless, it's a topic now. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to reiterate what I said weeks ago. I asked the question, why the jump for Taraji P. Henson, but not Monique? Other people have asked that question as well. And some of the responses that I've seen stem from this. Taraji P. Henson is fighting for all actresses or all actors. Just like her. She's fighting not just for herself, but for her peers. Taraji B. Henson is absolutely fighting for herself. Within making that argument, she is indeed fighting for other people as well. It's literally the same thing Monique was doing. So I don't want to hear, oh, Monique was only caring about her pockets and not anyone else. And in fact, Monique made it clear multiple times that she was doing this for others, not just herself. So for this idea that Monique is selfish for making an argument, the same exact argument that Taraji P. Henson years later is now making, your bias is actually being exposed. Maybe it's a bias because you don't like Monique as an entertainer and you like Taraji P. Henson. Maybe it's a bias because you don't like the way Monique looks and you like the way Taraji P. Henson looks. Maybe it's a bias because you like Taraji P.'s personality and you don't like Monique's personality. But don't sit up here and try to argue that these two women, although they made the same argument, were fighting for two totally different reasons. They're fighting for the same reason. They made the same argument and they're fighting for literally the same reason. And I'm not saying it's wrong for Taraji P to argue her sake, or for Monique, or for anyone for that matter, to argue for themselves. It's called advocating for yourself. And those are times where it's pretty much okay to be selfish. Because within advocating for yourself, you then advocate for others as well. You then make it so that other people can have a blueprint and seen, especially if you are successful and whatever you're fighting for. If you win that fight, people can point to you and say, this person did it, I can too. So there's nothing wrong with Taraji P or Monique or anybody else saying, I deserve more money. If they feel as though they deserve more money and better treatment and all this other stuff that they're arguing for. But don't sit up here and lie and say that Taraji P is out to help others and not just herself. She might be, but so was Monique. And to my knowledge, Taraji P only mentioned herself. She didn't mention anybody else. And Taraji P is absolutely not wrong for doing so. Because again, it's called advocating for yourself. But don't lie to yourself and try to make it seem as though, oh no, you know, she was only being, nah. F that, stop the BS. Another argument that I've seen is, speaking of the personalities, people said that Monique's attitude toward the situation was wrong and they couldn't support her because they didn't support how she went about going about her fight. This is coming from black people, by the way. I've seen black women and black men make that argument, and it's really, really, you know, it's troubling when I see both do it. But when I see black women make that argument that it's your attitude, knowing the stigma of black women's attitude. Yikes. I'm gonna leave it right there. Yikes! But that's more hypocrisy. That's some self-hatred right there. But it's yikes of all things. It's a yikes moment because it's like, really, you are saying this? I would expect that from somebody else, some other type of skin color. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't expect that from you, but you said it. Nonetheless, you said it. So I'm gonna take that as that's how you feel. But branching off of his argument that, you know, Monique just has a bad attitude. Taraji P's attitude. Taraji P is also known for not necessarily having the best attitude either. Taraji P not only plays characters who are very, let's just say, bossy. She's known for having that type of attitude as well. Let's not act like she's not. This is a woman I was just talking about months ago, prior to this situation, who had this entitlement feeling that she doesn't have, with her at her big age, that she doesn't have to stay faithful to any man who might want to pursue a relationship with her simply because that man doesn't come instantly with a wedding ring. You don't think that woman who feels entitled to have men who want to pursue her, they have to stay faithful to her, but she doesn't have to stay faithful to them unless one of them shows up with a wedding ring? You don't think that woman has an attitude problem? I'm not here to argue that Taraji P nor Monique don't have moments when they showing they buy, when they showing they behind, you know what I'm saying? When they don't have, you know, moments where it's like, you seem like an a-hole. They don't have a-hole moments. I am not saying that is not the case for Monique nor Taraji P. But again, the lies y'all tell yourselves, or the lies y'all telling other people and then internally tell yourselves, no. In this situation, Taraji P and Monique are 1A and 1B. You have one woman who is arguing for herself, which externally, not internally, but externally was fighting for other people years ago, making those arguments. And now you have a woman at the tail end of 2023, you know what I'm saying? But at the tail end of 2023, make the same argument and is internally fighting for herself, but externally is going to benefit other people, her peers within her field. And now, again, we have two women who have moments that are not, that don't make them look like the nicest people. I'm not saying they're terrible people, but they both have moments that don't necessarily make them look like the nicest people. So, again, if your whole thing with Monique, your whole lack of support for Monique was, well, she's not a nice person and I can't support her because she's not a nice person. Taraji P has moments where she's not a very nice person. She sounds very entitled, very bossy, very B-wordy. But just you jumped to support her. You ignored all of those flaws. You ignored all of Taraji's flaws. But you couldn't do the same for Monique. And my question is why? I have my assumptions. I have my answers as to why I believe that is the case. But I'm asking you. I'm asking you, you being the individual who did it. Why? I didn't get a response, as I often do when I ask these questions. And by the way, if you hear noise outside, I'm in the Northeast, as many of y'all already know. This snowstorm, it is snowing nonetheless, but this snowstorm that we are reported to have it, you know, the snowplowers are out right now. So they out here, they doing their thing, they cleaning the streets to the best of their ability. People are cleaning the sidewalks to the best of their ability. So if you hear that noise out there, that's the snow plows. But we're going to plow on through. I'm sorry, I had to say it. But in all seriousness, like, with all these questions that I ask, I don't necessarily get the response, but I often find that other people do get the responses for whatever reason the case is. So I respond to other people's responses. You know what I'm saying? And I still think it's stupid. Whether you respond directly to me or someone else, I think it's stupid if the response is stupid. Put it that way. Not it's stupid that you don't respond to me, but you respond to someone else. But it's stupid that the response is stupid if the response is stupid. Put it that way. All right? And those two responses were the two main ones that I saw. And I think they're dumb. And like I said, I'm going to call out hypocrisy. You're being a hypocrite. One woman does the exact same thing years ago and she is demonized for it. Another woman cries and is, again, known for having an attitude problem. And is also doing this for selfish reasons. Good selfish reasons, but nonetheless selfish reasons. But you're letting it slide. And I want to know why. The truth. You know, especially to those who make arguments about fat phobia being a thing, right? But you're not supporting Monique. She was the angry, fat, black woman when she made her argument, and Taraji P being of a lesser size gets your support for making the same argument, for having the same emotional response. Now, Taraji, there are moments Monique did cry, but she was emotional nonetheless, even when she wasn't crying when she made her claims, you know? And it wasn't even all the time she was emotional. There were times where she was very calm in making her claim. That one clip that we see of Taraji, she's very emotional. And I'm not saying she's wrong for being so. She has every right to feel the way that she feels. You know, she has every right to express her emotions the way that she did in a healthy way like that. But what I'm saying here is if someone has to cry to get your support, that's weird. That says more about your weird ass than it does about the other individual. No one should have to cry or be seen on camera crying just to get your support. Also, it's dangerous because anybody could just put on some crocodile tears, especially if you are a phenomenal actor, like a Taraji P or a Monique. Now, I'm not saying that they were putting on crocodile tears, but I'm just saying, if you are of a caliber actor like they are, you can turn on and off them tears and make it look real. You've done it plenty of times in movies and TV shows, so it comes naturally to you. And if you are fooled by that, again, that's dangerous. That's all I'm saying here. So I ain't got much else to say other than, like, y'all check y'all hypocrisy. And I'm calling it out. It's simple as that. If you got a problem with it, you know, new year, but the same response. You know what I'm saying? Respond back with something of valid, with validity, and you will get me to either shut up or see things your way. But when I see moments like this where people are being hypocrites and thinking that's a valid response, No. You're not getting away with that. Not over here, not on this side. You know what I'm saying? I don't break into the, and I'm doing some flexing right now before I leave, but I don't break into one of the top 100 best news, and this is what Good Pods, you know, categorize my podcast as, news, but you don't break into that being a kiss ass. You know what I'm saying? You probably do, but, you know, not, that's not what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And I had to flex because I was just flexing, you know, say broke into one of the top 100 news podcasts for the week. Or the week that I am recording this episode. So yeah, shout out to Good Pods. Thank y'all for notifying me on that. Thank y'all for listening on Good Pods for those who do. And thank y'all for supporting me as well. This is not the end of the episode. I just wanted to flex that real quick. I should have done that at the beginning, but I'm doing it now. Anyways, we will get into the last topic. So we're going to get into a commercial break. And stay tuned. Man, I'm so glad that I ain't outside. It is cold in the mud from what I see. Anyways, this last topic here. I'm glad I did my research, like, literally before. And as you can see, the light is on. It's nighttime now. But that's how long I was doing research. And I also was prepping for dinner. But I've been doing research for some time about this last subject because I was about to go into it. Looking real foolish had I spoken on it without actually doing the research. So, I'm still talking about TD Jakes, as you can see from the title. I'm here to talk about TD Jakes, but I'm also going to weigh in on the allegations surrounding TD Jakes. Now, prior to me doing my research, and literally I did the research like moments ago, for some time ago, you know what I'm saying? So today, you know, but prior to doing that, I thought it was just gay rumors surrounding TD Jakes. So just people, you know, throwing his name into the rumor mill of he's really gay, y'all. And, you know, this was going to be a totally different video because I was, you know, I'm no way, shape or form a TD Jakes fan. You know, I tried looking into his sermons some time ago. I just think they're boring, and therefore, I don't feel the need to look into them. I also found out today that he traditionally has a, you know, a homophobic, you know, he doesn't, you know, support, you know, same-sex anything, you know, and tends to be really, you know, big on homophobia and all that. And, you know, that's not something that I personally would align myself with. You know, if a preacher were to preach that type of message, I'm not saying people have to. I only listen to people who agree with me on everything, on 100% everything. But if you have like a straight up, like staunch message against something that I don't necessarily think is wrong, especially when it comes to like the church scene and all this other stuff. Why would I spend my time, waste my time? You know what I'm saying? It's not even spending time. It's wasting my time. Why would I waste my time in your church? Why would I waste my time watching your service online? None of that. You know what I'm saying? So I just decide, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not the preacher for me. But prior to learning all of that, I just thought people were just throwing his name into this hat just to be goofy and be homophobic themselves, you know, because a lot of the same folks who claim to not be homophobic use homosexuality to shame men in particular, but to shame individuals, right? I saw TD Jakes' name trending couple weeks ago, right? I didn't look into it because, again, he's not someone who really interests me. And I don't necessarily look into why everyone is trending when somebody is trending on social media. So I saw it trending on X, you know, and I just thought nothing of it. I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling about just, you know, checking on notifications, answering messages. That's really the reasons why I be on Facebook. You know, if I get a notification, I look into it, see what's what. If I get a message, I answer it. That's about it. You know, sometimes I do a little bit of scrolling. That's about it. But it's one time I was doing a little bit of scrolling. I saw someone make a joke. And again, it was a joke directed at TD Jakes' sexuality. And my thing is, whether I'm a fan of you or not, whether I know you or not, I don't think it's funny to make fun of people's sexuality. And again, I think it's hypocritical, especially of people who claim not to be against people of certain sexual identifications, and yet you want to make fun of someone else who shares said same sexual identification. Simply because it might not be the person that you know, like your gay best friend or your gay brother or your lesbian sister or your whatever, right? Just because it's not someone that you know and you love the individual who is of the queer community does not mean that it doesn't mean that you're not homophobic or queerphobic simply because you don't hate the gay person in your life, but you make fun of the, you know, someone else of the community, right? Or just simply just rumors of them and all this stuff. Now, I didn't hear about the rumors of him joining, joining, you know, the Diddy Cons, as I put it, you know, a couple weeks ago, because his name is being thrown into the hat as one of the individuals who is at Diddy's parties. And, you know, there's some same-sex activity going on. But it's much deeper than that, much more serious than that regarding TD Jakes, and hence why I'm talking about this. I'm only talking about this first part just to give y'all a big heads up on what I thought I was going to do here and what I am going to do here, you know? That's why I just wanted to clear some things up. Is this light? I'm gonna put the brightness up on this thing. But that's what I'm going to do here. So I was almost going to come to his defense because I thought y'all was just throwing his name in a hat. Oh, he's a preacher. He's a Christian. How funny would it be to say that he goes to these Diddy conventions and he's having sex with men? But there's a video that I saw. It's a 12-minute video. And I will play said video and respond to it at different points in time. I will also... Hopefully, but I'll also hope to, I will leave the video in the description box below for you to look at this video yourself. Cause I will be responding to points being made in the video. And why not? Why not give these folks credit for, you know, their work. So it's a video by Spill Today. The title is TD Jakes officially arrested after his son confirms rumors. I can tell you right now, it's still alleged that TD Jakes actually got arrested for sexual assault. It's not confirmed. Nothing has been confirmed that he was arrested. Just like nothing has been confirmed that what TD Jakes is being alleged of is true. But nonetheless, I know it's going to kind of be a little bit awkward. Y'all watching me, for those who are watching me, watch me watch this video. But y'all can hear it yourselves. And like I said, if you want to watch it yourself, peep the link in the description box below. Let's play. Well, let's turn on his phone and then play.
Just recently today, I've heard from two other victims that it's just a lot to talk about, that he experienced the same thing that I experienced.
The people he was speaking up for turned out to be alleged victims of TD Jakes' not-so-pretty side. You'd be quick to doubt it, but taking a look at the man's history makes it a little difficult to contend.
TD Jakes was hanging out at a rapper and twerking party.
What?
That Puff Daddy helped. He's sitting right there. OTD Snakes.
Even someone who's been at...
I don't know who that pastor is, but when I first saw this, and I'm honestly trying not to laugh, because I thought his delivery was funny, and it was a couple moments. This is a very serious topic, so I shouldn't be laughing. But y'all know how fucked up I am. I'm sorry. I had to. You know how effed up I am. But I ain't effed up like TD Jakes. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. So I'm a work in progress, but I ain't this dirty. You know what I'm saying? Praise. But I just want to clarify once again, the reason as to why I was going to come to his defense has zero to do with, oh my God, he's such a great person. From what I've seen, I think his delivery is boring and he's just another pastor to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know much of him to have made some assumption. Being a person of God or being in the church doesn't automatically qualify you a good person to me. I know there's a lot of not so good people within the church. So being a man of God or being someone who goes to church does not automatically qualify someone as a good person to me. I, again, was going to come to his defense because I thought that people were just throwing his name into some allegations because they thought it was funny. And again, I was going to get on my soapbox about how it's not funny to accuse people of being gay if they're not. And two, even if they were gay, so what? Why is that deemed funny to you? That's what I was going to say.
And at those parties was shocked at the news of a public preacher showing up there.
Rumors surrounding, you know, Didi and TD Jakes.
Why would a religious man like himself be at a party which ain't nothing but sin that's going?
And it's not just his bodyguard that feels that way.
And TD Jakes' defense, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm joking around. But Jesus hung around sinners, so, I mean, I'm not saying TD Jakes is Jesus, but if Jesus could do it, so can TD Jakes. I'm sorry.
Way, other people in the entertainment industry with insider knowledge say he's much worse than he appears to the world.
See, they're up in another hemisphere than regular, too. They're very insulated. They can do what they want. They
shout out to my girl, Linnell.
It's not every
Linnell.
Day you get to see famous preachers in the headlines. And in most cases, when you do see them, it's usually for something related to their message. Over the past couple of weeks, T.D. Jakes has gone against this expected tide of people in his line of work, as the famed bishop has been wrapped up in some rather unusual news. Now, his media appearances have taken an even worse direction, with his name making the news right next to allegations of arrest. I mean, unlike most preachers, Jakes is actually no stranger to being the center of media attention. His church growth over the years, coupled with his involvement with several successful figures in the entertainment industry, has earned him an almost unshakable spot in society. And you know what comes with that kind of success? Fame. Well, it seems his messages aren't the only thing he's famous for, as recent news reports are saying the man might not exactly be a follower of his own message. There are successful theologists in the world, and then there are people like Bishop T.D. Jakes, who seem to have figured out a way to bridge the gap between the entertainment community, particularly the hip-hop scene, and biblical messages. Not only has the man been involved with several high-profile figures both within and outside the black community, but his reach even spans into the international scene. However, like many people, religious leader alike, Jakes has constantly faced criticism for his associations with several high net worth individuals that most people consider sketchy. The preacher, however, has always let those claims fly right over his head, as he never seemed to pay any mind to people he believed were against him, until now. These days, we're finding out that Jakes might not exactly be the sinless saint many people have thought him to be through the years. See, the thing with getting caught up in controversy after controversy in a world that is ruled by headlines is that at one point or the other, those...
I do want to say something, and this is just a thought, and I haven't spoke, hey, you know, so just to let y'all know, hey, I'm still here, but nah. If you are of the church, or if you believe that people who go to church are people who don't sin, you don't know human beings at the end of the day. And I think that, you know, and when I say don't sin, I simply just mean people who are not flawed. If you think that there are people out there in the universe, no matter what their religious ties are, if they even have any, who are not flawed individuals, again, you are like, that's dumb. To put it very lightly, that's very dumb of you. Whether you belong to a religion or not, that's very dumb of you to believe that these people, especially if they do belong to a religion. These people are not flawed individuals. We are all flawed individuals. You know? Some are very heavily flawed. And yes, that is a problem. But to believe that no one is, you know, quote, without sin or without flaw, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, it's not sound thinking. I just had to get that off because of what the AI lady said. And yes, this is an AI voice, by the way. This ain't no real person speaking, but, well, it's a real person speaking right now, but in this video, it's just AI, but I don't knock the hustle. I just keep it real.
Those controversies start to cast a shadow on anything you might be involved in. This was somewhat the story with Jakes, as people started to question whether the bishop might not have been entirely innocent of the claims that have been coming
out. Nice voice, though, for AI.
The fury of this fire became even more intense after not just one, but two people recently came out to admit that they individually had dark experiences involving the preacher being inappropriate with them while they were younger. In an unexpected twist of fate, the preacher's own son also happened to be caught up in a situation that made people more open to believing the recent allegations about him. He might have been caught up in more dire situations in the past, but the timing of these stories couldn't possibly be worse for him.
You look just like the sinner! Just like the sinner!
You may not even know anything about the message he preaches, but there's almost no chance you haven't heard anything about T.D. Jakes. And while his church might be the main thing that brought him to the center of the media, there have been several other news reports that have kept him there. Some are more unexpected than you'd think, as was the case with the news about his son. Per a Dallas police report, the son of T.D. Jakes, the Dallas megachurch pastor who's called Homo S a brokenness and declared that he would never hype...
This AI actually does block herself out a lot, or does the TikTok thing where they will not say specific words because they claim the algorithm is going to block their videos if they say specific words. So homo S is homosexuality. When they say S act, they mean sex act. When they say SA, they mean sexual assault. When they say G, I believe they're saying gay, right? They also block out other words that other people say. That preacher that you heard screaming, that other one, that the same dude that was screaming on, that called him TD Snakes, he was screaming, a few seconds ago or so. I believe he cussed, you know what I'm saying? That's my kind of preacher, but nah. I believe he said... I believe he said, and I'm just quoting what I believe he said, you fuck like the sinner. Meaning that you pretty much have sinful sex, which in the Bible, or what some people say that's in the Bible, people will say that in the Christian, you know, faith, that homosexual sex is what is one form of sinful sex. So, yeah, but just to clarify, if you hear S act, sexual act, SA, sexual assault, G, just the letter G, they mean gay. If you hear great, that's the one I hate the most, but if you hear great, they mean rape. My problem with the censoring of these words is I believe it takes away the severity of the actual issue. If we're not going to keep it real and keep it honest and actually use the or correct terminology, situations like this don't get taken seriously. And you have people trying to, it actually strays people away from wanting to talk about these things because they're afraid that if they say these words on TikTok or on YouTube or wherever, that they're going to either get demonetized or get the video taken down or whatever the thing is, get taken down. That's a problem. Now, if demonetization is a thing that you care more about than actually putting a message out there, that is a problem to me because I understand wanting to make money for the things that you do. I'm making money right now as far as creating this podcast, you know, through ad placement. But in no way, shape, or form am I going to censor myself by saying, yeah, do I censor myself saying certain words? Yeah, I literally said in this episode that I wanted to stop cursing and curse less and take it to a minimum, or at least not do so much cursing on screen, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as far as when it comes to using certain words in certain situations that are, to me, at least you have to use these words, because again, it by not using them, it not only takes away the severity of the issue or the allegation, but it also deters people from wanting to even talk about these things and expose these things, because they're like, oh snap, if I say this word, this video might get taken down. If I say this word, then the video might go on mute like it was a Beyonce concert. Like, no, we can't. And this is more so to the developers of these apps and these platforms. You can't punish people for saying these things. Punish people for encouraging these things, and punish people for actually doing these things. Not saying words like sexual acne and rape. So you're not going to hear me say some goofy stuff like great. No. If I say grape, it's because I'm actually talking about grapes, not rape. Let us continue.
Hire a S active gay person was arrested in a gay S sting in Keys Park a while back. Jermaine Donald Jakes faced a charge of indecent exposure after allegedly exposing
Jermaine Donald Jakes oddly looks like P. Diddy, too. That's great.
Senior CPL Janice
like
Crowder,
a fat P. Diddy
spokeswoman, confirmed at the time that the detectives were both male.
Well, fatter
according
P. Diddy
to the arrest affidavit. The detectives were investigating a citizen complaints of S activity when they observed Jakes and several other unknown males park their vehicles in the lot east of the park. The detectives followed Jakes into a wooded area where he approached them with his exposed through his unzipped pants. The affidavit stated.
So again, they're talking Jakes about T.D. Jakes' son, not actual T.D. Jakes, his son, Jermaine Jakes, where this happened. You know, Fat P. Diddy? I'm sorry. You know I got a joke, you know, sometime. But they're talking about his son. His son exposed his penis to a couple of undercover cops, which he did not know were undercover cops. And these were actually two male undercover cops. And his son is obviously arrested for, or got arrested for that.
For several seconds while making eye contact with one of the detectives. The famous bishop's son did not attempt to conceal his by people walking and jogging on a trail nearby, according to the affidavit. Court records say Jermaine Jakes listed his place of employment as T.D. Jakes Ministries, which most people considered strange because of the situation, but Jakes was later released at the scene after being detained. For those who may not be aware, T.D. Jakes is the founder of the Potter's House, a 30,000 member church in South Dallas. The contrast to this story is that the preacher is a vocal opponent of same-sex marriage. He's even been criticized by HIV/AIDS activists for undermining the prevention of the disease by stigmatizing homo-sex and drug use. Yet here's his son literally getting caught with his pants down. On same-sex marriage, Jakes once told USA Today, "To date, I have not seen scriptural authority that allows me to stand on behalf of God and say I now pronounce you husband and wife and wife. This is an issue the government is undecided about. The Bible is not." Jermaine Jakes' attorney, Faith Johnson, issued a written statement.
Whether I agree with that statement, that was kind of bars right there. I ain't gonna front. Like, it's messed up, but that was kind of bars. I'm sorry. Let's continue.
Following week. "We are aware of potential allegations involving Jermaine Jakes and are undertaking our own investigation of these allegations at this time," the statement said. "Given an apparent government investigation, we have no further comment at this time. While it's already sketchy enough that his son was caught up in a rather unusual scandal, the preacher may also soon have to address SA allegations in court after one of his former mentees, Manasseh Jordan, stated in a recent video that victims of the alleged power bottom bishop are preparing to sue him. Remember when I said there were claims against him? This is exactly what I was referring to."
Two of the offenders were not only a victim of, as what I described, but of SA.
Manasseh Jordan, a former mentee of Bishop T.D. Jakes, who claimed that the prominent Dallas pastor groomed him, stated that more victims have come forward and he has spoken with them. It is no secret that Manasseh Jordan probably once laid his head upon Bishop T.D. Jakes's shoulders, as we've seen in the photo floating around, with Diddy's head resting on the shoulders of the Black Pope. It seems like Manasseh has finally found a way to escape from the hands of the enemy and is now using his platform to help other victims. In a video posted by Manasseh on December 30th, he discussed the new victims who have come forward against Bishop T.D. Jakes. Just recently today, I've heard from two other victims that it's just a lot to talk about. That experienced the same thing that I experienced, Manasseh said in the video.
I heard from two other victims that it's just a lot to talk about. That experienced the same thing that I experienced.
Manasseh alleges that two victims he spoke with were allegedly groomed and SA'd by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Elsewhere in the video, Manasseh alleged that the two victims he spoke with talked to him about the G allegedly carried out by Bishop T.D. Jakes. He said the victims told him that Bishop Jakes had also allegedly to them. Two of the offenders were not only a victim of G, as what I described in some of my previous videos, but of SA...
Okay, so G is great. They should have just said R. And this is what, again, it's just... You use this language in a court of law or a serious court of law, like the serious court of law that we used to have. We never used to have a serious court of law. But you come across this language in a serious court. Like, if I was a judge and you're saying shit like this, I'm going to be like, just say it. Just say it. Or I'm going to throw the fucking case out because y'all aren't serious. And it causes confusion. So the G stands for great. Great stands for rate. Say R or say rate. Jesus Christ. Speaking of Jesus Christ, Mr. G, I had to. I'm sorry, yo.
S assault, Manasseh Jordan said. From the same predator that groomed me and violated me as a man. They're going to be pressing charges.
From the same...
They also block out predator. Again, just to go to the point that I said. No, stop, stop, AI lady. Calm down real quick. You're doing your thing, though. But you block out predator. If you are accusing someone of being a predator, why the freak are we protecting them by not calling them a predator? I'm making myself mad now. Today was a good day. Let me not. All right? Let's continue. I promise you I'm going to try to keep the rest of this to a minimum. We have about 4 minutes left for this video, at least.
For your son to be caught up in that fairy web you hate. But it's an entirely different story for you to be caught up in those very stories you so boldly stand against, wouldn't you agree? Even more so when there is a very obviously large possibility of it leading to a full-on legal battle. Well, seeing Manasseh's video struck a chord in a lot of people, as several of them took to social media to talk about his revelation on the preacher. One person wrote, Manasseh was so close to bursting into tears, I think he would have if he spoke any longer. He may say he's not a victim, I think he was a victim, or came close to becoming one. Sad. Another person who was more focused on the people supporting the alleged assaulter added, I've seen and experienced this firsthand. His breakdown gave me chills. The spell over followers who worship these men and women as gods must be broken. Of course,
I agree with that user. Real talk. Yes, I am someone who goes to church. Yes, I am someone who, you know, is of the Christian faith. But it, you know, in no way, shape, or form will I excuse this type of behavior, Christian or not. And if I were to find out some stuff like this were to go down in the church that I go to, best believe I'd be on here or just anywhere else and expose it. That's just the type of man I am. If I'm not a real Christian, I'm not a real Christian.
The entire truth of this story is yet to be revealed, and while you could judge these people for reaching these conclusions without the entire story, T.D. Jakes hasn't exactly had a clean slate, even before these recent allegations. Only a couple of weeks back, the preacher was caught up in a situation involving a rapper. Let's just say that didn't help his credibility one bit. It's no secret that social media has become a dynamic platform where personalities rise to fame, trends emerge and dissipate, and controversies take center stage. The recent case involving famed cleric T.D. Jakes and rap mogul P. Diddy is a testament to this bustling online arena. T.D. Jakes, who at this point needs no introduction, found himself in the social media limelight, not for his religious teachings, but for his alleged association with P. Diddy. The unusual alliance between these two contrasting figures has ignited a barrage of speculation and conspiracy theories. Although Diddy, aka Sean Combs, is no stranger to controversy, this recent revelation adds a fresh twist to the rapper's already controversial image. At the heart of the online commotion tied to these major figures are a series of allegations made by TikTok influencer Myesha. A viral video in which she made allegations about Diddy's past relationship with former partner Cassie, including physical and SA claims, happens to be at the center. Among the startling revelations were tales of wild S parties allegedly thrown by Diddy, where T.D. Jakes was rumored to be a frequent guest. Further fueling the fire, the video also hinted at a covert phone belonging to Diddy's late ex-girlfriend, Kim Porter, a death that was already been wrapped in mystery and conjecture, with Diddy's name in the front lines. This explosive video took the internet by storm, with fans in shock, particularly concerning Bishop Jakes' alleged participation in these questionable activities. As soon as word of his alleged involvement with Diddy hit the media, several fans started to jump on the conversation, and one user even mentioned that this is only where it begins. They wrote, "This is just the beginning of what is about to unfold about T.D. Jakes Ministries. There are a lot of skeletons in his closet, as well as how the ministry was run as well. Jakes attending many of P. Diddy parties is just the tip of the iceberg. Stay tuned for more as it unfolds." Following the accusations against him and the slew of backlash that followed it on social media, the preacher appeared to have responded to the claims. During a recent service at his church that was streamed on YouTube, Jakes used his sermon to seemingly clear the air over the allegations, which he deemed completely false.
Now I'm going to close with this. I didn't come to convince you or nobody, because I know who I am.
"I didn't come to convince you or nobody because I know who I am," an emotional Jakes said. "That is not what this is about. You can think about whatever you want to think. I came to do my job. I came to prophesy as I was commanded. I came to hear the master say, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant.'" While nothing has been outrightly confirmed yet, Jakes' colorful controversy shrouded...
Saying all of that and actually being all of that are two different things. And a lot of pastors and a lot of bishops or a lot of people within the church don't seem to understand that. You know? Or they know that, but, you know, they have it convinced that it's, you know, they want you to be fooled into thinking these are the same things. But, you know, yeah.
...routed history makes it difficult to pick his side on this. But maybe some undeniable evidence will come up and exonerate him. Who knows? That's it for this video. Goodbye.
Bye-bye! All right. That bye-bye was kind of pre-planned because when I first heard the AI goodbye, I was like... Anyways, I'm going to take a sip of water real quick because, yikes. But as I stated, I was glad I did research. This isn't the only video on it. It's the only video I will share in the description box below because it's the only one that I'm quoting. But nonetheless, there are multiple videos. A lot of them actually came out yesterday. Yesterday being the day that I'm before I recorded this this episode, which I thought was interesting. But you know, YouTube works like that, where people will tend to line up their content. People of specific fields will tend to line up. I know this happens in the video game world, especially. Where if video game news came out about a certain video game or so, the content creators of said video game will then plan out together. They can be totally different, but they plan out when they will release said, video, their videos on whatever they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So it may have been the case in this whole celebrity gossip news where yesterday, during certain times, they were like, "Let's all release the videos yesterday," that which was January 6th, as I am recording this. And yeah, let's do it then. I don't know. Either or, it really don't matter. That don't really matter. What matters is what was being said in said video, what is being alleged, and all that stuff. And this is stuff that is indefensible. Indefensible at all. Now, again, I don't know whether it's true or not, so I cannot tell you whether I believe them to be true. I don't know T.D. Jakes. I haven't followed dude long enough for me to say, yeah, I think they're true. Can I make inferences based off of finding out that he's really big on, he's really anti-gay, and yet there's been a lot of anti-gay, not only politicians, but a lot of anti-gay religious folks who have been exposed as being homosexual? Is that a clear red flag right there that maybe T.D. Jakes is definitely a gay, you know? A very violent one at that, because he's a predator, or alleged predator. That might be the case here. That might be the case here for T.D. Jakes. But I can't speak on whether I believe it to be true or not. All I can say is what is being alleged of is very disgusting. And I'm very glad that I looked up this information prior to even getting on here and saying what I originally thought I was going to say. So I'm going to leave it at that, and that will be the end of this episode. If you have more to say, or if you know of more, please feel free to comment. Whether you're on watching this on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment below. Let me know your thoughts. If you believe he's guilty or not, feel free to share your thoughts. Simply because I say that I can't make that decision doesn't mean that other people haven't made that decision already. You know what I'm saying? People have their reasons, so I just listen to their reasons, you know? But check out the other links in the description box below as well. Help support me and what I'm doing here. Like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. And until next time, until next episode, stay black if you are black. Stay beautiful. Black lives matter. LGBTQIA+ lives matter. I love y'all. T.D. Jakes might not love y'all, but I love y'all. Black women matter, black men matter, and black children matter. All right? And I'm out. Peace.